This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. This is Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, and updates. And we'll be talking about a lot of K-pop stuff, like all over the K-pop world actually. We're going to be covering some, I guess there's going to be a couple new debuts, of course, never ends. A couple comebacks coming up, some music videos that we did catch. We'll be covering a little bit of Taemin and some Blackpink, of course, featuring Lisa. We will do some talking on NewJeans, some IVE, a sprinkle of Hyolyn. There's going to be a good amount of Big Bang this time around, too, with Haley, of course. Yeah. And Haley will also top us off with BTS and Stray Kids and some Boy Next Door, right, I think?
Yes.
And, yeah, so with that said, don't forget to hit that notification bell, like, follow, subscribe wherever you're tuning in. We are pretty much available on almost all podcast streaming platforms, and yeah, all those ratings and all those reviews, they all go a long way because it helps spread the word and allows more K-pop stans like yourselves to find us and just listen and talk K-pop with more like-minded K-poppers.
Yes.
And Haley, where else can they check us out, and what can they do there?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can send us a DM there.
Perfect. And let's get started, because we do have a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's talk about, really quick, some debuts that are announced. YG, of course, is going to have another girl group. This one will be actually produced by Teddy himself from the Black Label. They are called Meow.
Yes.
But it is spelled, like the W and the meow is spelled with two letter Vs. So
M-E-O-V-V.
Yes, I know.
But
letters.
It's pronounced meow.
So it looks like meow, but it's pronounced meow. And it's set to debut sometime in the second half of this year. I believe there's even a teaser that dropped. I haven't checked that out yet. Another group is Maiden. Gearing up for the debut coming soon also through 143 Entertainment with a debut EP coming up. And you might not have heard of them, but you probably have at the same time. Because Maiden is a new seven-member group consisting of Limelight. We saw, didn't we see Limelight at KCON?
2 years ago.
Yeah, so Limelight. There was, I think, three members, right,
yes,
for Limelight. Maiden is a seven-member group, so let's do some math right now. So three so far. We have two new members from Kepler. Mashiro and Yeso will be joining Maiden as well. Then, I think that's five, right? Then we have two more left. So Serena and Nagumi participated as contestants on Produce 101, Japan the Girls. There you go. That's Maiden. Their anticipated debut date is scheduled on my dad's birthday, September 3rd.
That's coming up.
So that's coming up really soon. And yeah, that's pretty much it for that. We could do comebacks really quick. Mm-hmm. Let's see. August 26th.
Yes.
Oh My Girl. Have you heard of this group, Haley?
Yes, but I'm not familiar with anything about them.
Fair enough. Goes for me kind of ish too. But their 10th mini album, Dreamy Resonance, will be coming out on August 26th. Mm-hmm. There's another group here on August 26th that you might be more than familiar with.
Yes, ZV1 is coming back with their fourth mini album called Cinema Paradise. And they've been dropping a lot of teasers, photos, concept
videos.
What's
the concept? What's it looking like? So not cowboys this time,
no,
right?
No, it's not. They look like they're in space. And it looks kind of like fantasy-like, almost.
So not space cowboys?
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Throw a cowboy hat on Ricky. Or the Rizzler himself.
Oh, the Riz King?
The Riz King, sorry.
Matthew.
Yes, close enough. Rizzler, yeah. Riz King. Let's see. So there's ZB1. Day after that, August 27, Rescene. First mini album, Scene Drum. Clever. Mm-hmm. Let's see. August 28, we have Ive with their second Japan EP called Alive. August 30th, we have... Yes, this is what I'm looking forward to. Le Sserafim, their fourth mini album. Crazy. Mm-hmm. A lot of teasers, trailers. Very interesting, as always. Like, all their trailers and teasers are kind of...
crazy.
Unhinged and, yeah, pretty, like, unpredictable. So it's always fun and, yeah, quote-unquote, crazy, as Haley said. And let's see. You have a note here for it.
Yeah, I do. So seeing some of their like concept photos, it really reminded me of the Japanese singer Kiari Pomyu Pomyu. She's very like eccentric, I would say. And the style that they're going for kind of looks like J fashion.
I'm sure Sakura.
Oh yeah,
should be fairly versed in.
Like they even
aware
have like
of this.
The gyaru nails, and then just like the clothes and styling is very Japanese.
You think Sakura is a fan of hers?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Possibly, right?
Yeah,
she's like one of the OG like J-pop artists.
Yeah,
feel
she's
like.
Been around forever, actually.
So there you go. That's
and she started
cool.
at a young age too.
Oh, just like Sakura. There you go. I'm sure that I bet you they're friends.
Maybe,
possibly, right? The Idol Life. Mm-hmm. So the Le Sserafim, looking forward to that. 50/50 is also going to be on August 30th, their second mini album. Mm-hmm. Of course, this is with one of the old members and four brand new members, right?
Yeah.
And their pre-release single is going to be called Starry Night. Mm-hmm. And 50/50 actually also signed a global distribution contract with Sony Music. Mm-hmm. So they're getting ahead, making sure like they're covered more than the other three members that left that also started their own group we talked about last week.
Yes.
But yeah, that's pretty wild that what's going on with that. So looking forward to seeing how that's going to go out, because I mean that was like a viral hit when 50/50 had their song Cupid.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if they could keep that momentum going with all the distractions that happened in between.
We'll see. I feel like they only had that one song.
I know. So like it'll be interesting. People are following them because of, you know, all the drama and plus that one song, basically. That's how they got on the map.
Right.
Let's see. We did watch a couple music videos, it seems like. The first one we'll talk about, let's talk about it really quick. NMIX.
Yes.
Their title track for FE304. This one is a Stick Out instead of Break.
Mm-hmm.
The title track is called See That.
Yes.
I think there's a question mark, but I forgot I would include it. And did we see that? Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to say. It's very NMIX.
It is very NMIX. I feel like it's a song where you have to listen to it a few times before you're like, oh, okay, this is a good song.
And then, like, yeah, like, it has that, the sound of it, like, is definitely NMIX. Like, it has that, like, offset, like, drum, kind of like hip-hop rap sounding-ish thing that they have going with experimental stuff.
Yes.
But, it's very NMIX-like, I'm glad Jiwoo still has her, like, colored hair.
I haven't listened to the rest of the album, but I've been hearing that their B-sides are better than their title track.
I finally listened to it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was today or yesterday. I agree. I like the second half of the album a lot more. Like, it's like, easier listening, right? Kind of thing.
I have to listen to
it. It's a lot more catchy, like, in terms of, like, you know, the style and stuff that I like. Mm-hmm. But I liked it in terms of, yeah, that part. Mm-hmm. I feel like the last comeback break was, I felt like overall I liked it
right.
altogether.
Yeah.
It was, like, more kind of well-rounded. So, there you go. I mean, that's my take for how that went. Uh-huh. And then the music video itself was, I mean, nothing too crazy.
I feel like their music videos are always cool.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's more, like, sometimes it's not as tame. Like, sometimes they do have some crazy, like, mm-hmm. like stuff, like, you're tripping out. Like, remember, like, their debut music video, it's like, there's, like, they're on clouds. There's, like,
yeah, it's always very, like, weird.
There's, like, a whale, and there's, yeah. like, fish going mm-hmm. around. It was cool. It was, like, unique and stuff. But this one is kind of, like, I feel like it's nothing too crazy, not like not even as close to crazy as Le Sserafim's crazy trailer.
Oh, right.
Let's go to the next one then. Lisa, our girl, mm-hmm. She had her music video drop featuring Rosalia mm-hmm. called New Woman. That was pretty good. I liked it a lot, actually.
I like Lisa's part.
Lisa's part, of course. I mean, I mean not to be biased or anything.
I'm
it's
not
catchy.
Being biased, but then I feel like Rosalia's like part didn't really mesh well with
she
the rest
had,
of
like,
the song.
It was a change-up. It was like an NMIX arm, like a change-up, like
and people
Espa change-up. It
I
just
guess.
Feels like it. As soon as Rosalia's part hit, it was like
a different song.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of the norm and feel like in some of so, like the world of K-pop we get these days. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of purple and gold. That was interesting. Mm-hmm. Like with the umbrellas and all this stuff. But overall, it was an entertaining music video. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot
yeah,
of
yeah. I mean, Lisa looked cool.
She looks good.
And, like, in all her different wigs and stuff.
And then at the end, I liked the, like, the yin and yang that
yeah.
she did.
Oh, yeah, that was cool.
She
where
looked
they were,
really
like,
good in her like, white outfit. It
yeah.
was super.
Her and Rosalia were, like, switching. That was, like, a cool
that
effect.
Was a cool, that was a good idea, mm-hmm. whoever thought of that one. But overall, it was really good. I liked it. I enjoyed it a lot. She is also, while she has all this momentum going from starting with Rockstar recently, mm-hmm. she is scheduled to perform solo at the 2024 MTV Video Music Awards. So
when is
the VMAs? Is it here or is it New York?
I feel like it's New York usually, but I'm not too sure.
I'm not even too sure actually. But it's sometime coming up soon.
Who else? I need to like look who else is performing for VMAs.
Did you want to?
No, not now.
Oh,
I'll
okay.
just look at it later.
But, yeah, so she's doing that. It's also cool to see that all the members, you know, showing love and support for each other. Like, Jisoo, Jennie, Rosé, like, they've been posting mm-hmm. a lot of stuff on their, like, IG feed. And, like, their stories, IG stories. Mm-hmm. Just, like, supporting Lisa and, like, celebrating her, like, release. And I feel like they all do that for each other. So it's, like, really cool how, like, how they are, like, still, like, one. They're, like, not just... Like, they're doing all their solo stuff, but they're still, like, really close as a group. Because, I mean, like, we haven't had, like, an actual Blackpink thing except for the anniversary recently.
Right.
Like, of course, we're, like, as Blinks, we're all used to this. We have no, like, comebacks or any music.
Yeah.
But they're all, like, very
active,
in, like, a lot of other stuff. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's really cool to see that, like, just with their solo activities, that they're all still supportive of each other. And the crazy part is, like, with that said, with, like, Blackpink not even having comeback... Mm-hmm. Since, like, even the beginning of the last tour, which ended a while already now, which is crazy to think. They had become the first female group to hit 50 million followers on Spotify.
Mm.
It's just, like, all these kind of crazy numbers. It blows my mind because mm-hmm. they're not actively doing anything for the group in terms of, like, the group for Blackpink mm-hmm. itself. Like, I know they had the movie released, like, the second or whatever film cinema thing.
Right.
For Born Pink, but I mean, besides that, there's no actual like, there's no comebacks or
their fan
anything
base
else.
Is just strong.
We're powerful, yeah. So yeah, that's super cool to hear and see. And another music video we checked out is by Shinee's Taemin.
Yes, Taemin. It's called "Sexy in the Air," but when he's singing it, it really sounds like sex is in the air.
It does sound like it. It does sound like sex is in the air.
I don't know if that was on purpose or not. Maybe it was.
Who knows? Except the producer.
Yeah, but he also, along with this music video, his EP Eternal released. It has 7 new songs. I did listen to it when I was going to work today. And mm-hmm. I would say that Horizon is my favorite song because it's more upbeat and not weird sounding.
I miss,
if
like,
that makes sense.
I miss his, like, comebacks for, like, you know, like, Two Kids and all that
Yeah,
stuff.
I like that, like kind, that of kind of sound. Instead. And Horizon kind of fits in with that. The rest of the songs.
Oh, it does? Okay.
Kind of is just, well, I mean, like, Horizon is more upbeat and, like, pop, I guess. The rest kind of, I mean, you should listen to it later and you'll be like, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. But, yeah. I mean, his music video is awesome. He kind of always, I mean, well, actually, he always reminds me of Jimin, or Jimin reminds me of Taemin.
I really, either or. Like, as soon as they showed him in the first clip of his music video, I thought of Jimin instantly. I don't know why. I think it's mostly because of the hairstyle he has right now.
The hairstyle and then the way that they move and stuff.
Well, like, I know that, but I meant just, like, at first glance, like, seeing him. And then, of course, we already know, like, the way he moves and Jimin moves, like, it's obvious, like, Jimin's, like, heavily influenced by him.
Taemin, of course. So. Yeah, so go check it out. I need to re-listen to it again, so. Because I only listened to it once, and I do want to listen to it.
I don't remember how it sounds like, to be honest. Except
for,
like,
sex is in the air.
Except, that's all I remember, is it sounded like he was saying sex is in the air.
Yes.
So I'll give the album a
listen. I think you would like Horizon.
I mean, you would probably know. Mm-hmm. I have a feeling I probably will. So, with that said, I think it's about time we get to catch an early bathroom break and an early water break if you need to, because you need to always stay hydrated. And while you're doing that, don't forget to hit that like button, follow button, notification, bell button, whatever button is there to help support the podcast, the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you can hear us talking more and more and more about, guess what?
K-pop.
And yeah, because all that helps, all that, all the support always goes a long way. And Haley, where else can they check us out? Because people have been hitting us up. Haley constantly chats and
I do my best. Sometimes I forget to go on that account.
I feel like I open it sometimes, and when I do, it's like
for
mostly
me.
For you. So it's like I'm just like I just take a step back and I just leave it as unread, because I don't want to open it and then be like, oh, now we just left you unread.
Right. Yeah, so find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, where you can send us DMs and about anything K-pop.
K-pop related. And we also post, like, we try to. At least I try to, because Haley doesn't post as much IG stories.
Yeah.
But, like, whenever I see interesting or funny or cool stuff K-pop-wise, I just post it. And I, like, repost it on IG stories. Yeah. So it's always fun to check that out, because I know some of you do enjoy it and check that out as well. So,
new year, same great savings, all in the Kroger app. Get Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, all right. I think it's time. Let's get into the different stuff that's not Stray Kids and BTS first. Then, of course, Haley will talk definitely K-pop, BTS, and Stray Kids.
Yes.
Let's see. Let's start with NewJeans, because I'm always happy to talk about NewJeans when it's not related to Minhyejin.
Yes.
Yeah, let's talk about actual NewJeans, because I don't give a shit about, like, all that drama, because even though it pops up sometimes, right now it's nice because it's, like, quiet, and I want to just talk about the members, to be honest. So there's been a lot of different posts and a lot of videos that I'm trying to slowly catch up to, like, all their videos, because I used to watch everything, like, and be caught up with everything, but it's just, you know, like, it's kind of hard to always do
it, because they always put out content
and
every week.
Same with, like, and I follow a lot of groups, but, you know, like, freaking Minji.
Mm-hmm.
How dare I say Minji?
Yeah, how dare you?
How dare I? Someone rewind that or cut that out. Yeah. Minji. I always do not mind talking about Minji, watching Minji, because she is, like, as hilarious as she is as brilliant. She is, like, so smart. I love her, like, personality. She's funny too and quirky. It's like the whole checklist for bias, like, whatever, like, kind of girls I bias, is, like, Minji hits every single mark. So it's, like, perfect. She's,
which is interesting, because
perfection.
She wasn't even on your radar at all.
No, she wasn't. And the reason why is because It's like anything. It's like
based off looks.
It's based off like looks, and then like what the initial thing, like what I know about them in terms of like, oh, like Hani I knew was like one of the dancers, mm-hmm. and she danced before, and you know, like I always go towards like I like when a group first comes out, it's like I always kind of revolve around the dancer. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at Momo; she was my initial bias,
yeah.
Till I got to know the group, and I'm like, hell no, it's not Momo.
Momo's personalities.
If you're wondering, like, what the hell? You like, I don't hate Momo. It's kind of reverse. She hates me.
I don't think so. I think you guys made up.
She's just like, yeah, we made up. But then, like, you know, that personality definitely is not the type.
It's
that
not
I,
as playful. That's
that
why
I enjoy. She takes herself a little too serious. Seriously. And she could be pretty mean sometimes.
Yeah.
And then like not even playful mean. Like it's like I guess it is playful mean, but it comes out just like. Mean sometimes.
Yeah.
But like because I like the bubbly like funny types. I like it when like they have a lot of like fun and they're like Sana is super carefree and fun.
Yeah,
the thing with Minji is she's super funny fun, and but the thing is
she's also savage.
She's super like yeah, but she's like funny savage like Chewy.
Yeah,
like Chewy, but then like Chewy's like doing it for fun and you know, right, she's like yeah, playing yeah. around, and but at the same time she's super like witty and smart, and she's actually smart, attentive, and mm-hmm. stuff. And the crazy part is I think her and I are the same MBTI.
It
makes even more sense. I believe she's mm-hmm. ENTJ.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what, like, that was
oh,
my
yeah,
first.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think she is.
Because Songho is the same as well as you guys.
So, yeah, like, so it's, I mean, it makes more sense, like, why I, like her. And then, mm-hmm. plus, like, yeah, I got to know New Jeans, and the more I got to know him, I'm like, why is Minji not my bias, to be
yeah.
honest? But, yeah, like, she's growing me a lot. She has, like, the Korean beauty look, right? Just, like, mm-hmm. you can say Songho has, like the Korean handsome, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, Jin and, like, a lot of, like, let's see, like, Felix, they have that overall worldwide appeal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then, like, Minji seems like she would be, like...
It's like you overlook them first, look-wise, because you're attracted to some of the other members that stand out more.
Maybe some of the other members stand out more, because I know Danielle is gorgeous, right?
Well,
and
yeah.
then she's, like, I feel like she's, like, the worldwide handsome, like, worldwide pretty, I guess mm-hmm. you could say, like, visual for New Jeans, mm-hmm. like, globally.
Like, she stands out a lot.
Because of, like, the unique features, and obviously she's super pretty. But, like... All of them are pretty, obviously,
mm-hmm.
especially for New Jeans. And, like, Minji, she just caught on later. And I'm glad, you know, it happens. And then now she's my bias because of all these other reasons. But let's get into it because I'm going to talk about New Jeans Zine as Haley yawns and is already bored of this
segment. I'm not bored. I'm tired from work. Sorry.
So Minji also had work. She had a part-time work with Nike, the Nike shop in Gangnam. So, it was interesting because, yeah, she did, like, a whole, like, part-timer thing. It's pretty cool. I liked it. It was a really short thing. New Jeans Zine, if you're not familiar, they do, like, different, like, that's also where they have, like, sometimes, like, small, like, games where, like, the group gets together or mm-hmm. a few of the members and they do, it's kind of like their variety show thing, kind of thing, you could say. And it's all under the New Jeans official YouTube.
Right.
And then they have, like, the behind-the-scenes stuff. They have the music video stuff. And, like, when they're recording. So, there's, like, a lot of different things that you could check out if you're a fellow bunnies, as I am. And I, of course, like I said, this one's all about Minji. So, I of course, thoroughly enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And sorry to Hani, who was my previous bias. But, I mean, like, it's like a triple bias almost. But Minji's, like, I feel like at the top, if I could choose.
Mm-hmm.
But it's, like, between her, Hani, and, like, Heron has, like, climbed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the stocks have, like, jumped mm-hmm. to the moon, Haley. And so let's see. Minji started work at the Nike shop in the morning. They gave her a 20-minute shopping spree before getting to work. And then after she finished her shopping spree, it was cute because she was like getting stuff and talking too much. And she caught herself. She's like, shit, I need to like
buy,
get stuff, select stuff instead of just talking. She grabbed like a bunch of shirts and stuff at the end, like for her members too. Mm-hmm. So it's cute that she's always thinking about them. Also, she's like the leader too of the group, which makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
And she found out right after she finished that she can't have any of them for free.
Oh.
She has to complete tasks that she will be doing and working throughout the day to receive patches.
Mm-hmm.
And these patches, they're just like little Nike logo or like other kinds of like logos that are patches. And she exchanges them at the end of the day for items that she chose from the initial shopping spree. And she gets them just for doing all these tasks. Like she... right when she started too, they put her in a room and they kind of gave her that, you know, like a new hire thing. Like they went over like a PowerPoint slide expectations. Yeah.
Orientation.
Yeah, like an orientation. Like they gave her expectations of what she had to do with different tasks. Then like she was like, Minji's really like, honestly, she's like super, she's brilliant. She like was paying attention and then she got quizzed. Like it was a pop quiz at the end. Like passed it all with flying colors. Like the person that was working with her, like for Nike that day, said she was like surprised and kind of shocked. Right? She was. I was shocked. She almost said one of the slides, like the answers, like verbatim.
Maybe she has like photographic memory.
She probably had, and it works to her advantage, especially with the type of personality she has. She's like really good. So it worked out. She passed all of them. She really got a lot of patches in the beginning. I think like three. And then she went on to work throughout the day. She had to help customers pick outfits. One dude had her photo card, like, in his pocket and just took it out.
Oh.
I was like, oh, okay, all right. And a lucky son of a bitch. And then so, like, throughout the day, she's just helping customers. Even, like, she had also had to help customers make custom designs. So the cool thing for the Gangnam store in for the Nike Gangnam store is that you could do customizations on T-shirts. I think some Nike stores do that, too, here. But they don't come with new jeans designs. No. So there's actual custom new jeans designs that are really cool. And so she had helped some people with their shirt designs and orders. It's cute. One of the people that she helped out was a dad. Daughter is Bunny's. And it was cool because he was like asking Minji to like design everything for her and the daughter. And she even had, he asked Minji and she said yes to putting Minji's initials along with his daughter's initials. And it was like, it said it at the, like on the t-shirt and it was just super cute. So like, he's like, I hope my daughter sees, he said, I hope my daughter sees this and appreciates me more. And Minji was like laughing too. And then, also like when there was a group of friends that also got their design done by, with Minji and they're like all workout friends now. But the crazy thing is that they said, one of the girls said, the one that was doing like a lot of the talking told Minji they became friends because they all met at Bunny's camp.
Oh my God.
So that's, I mean, it happens. We,
yeah, of course.
Some of our good K-pop friends, like we met like sitting next to them for like twice when, you know,
of course.
Like Han, we,
yeah,
we met
happens.
Him when we got
click.
Baptized.
Yeah.
We got baptized by Nayeon and it was, you know, history from there. So what was funny was this girl, she was like waiting for the moment and she like, she flashed Minji her bag keychain. It's like Minji's, one of Minji's keychains, and showed the back of her phone, and her Minji's photo card was on her phone. So sure, Minji was like, she was like super like giddy about it, but she like, you know, trying to keep it professional, of course. But I'm sure she was super happy. Also, like I think that was pretty much it. Like overall, she did like a great job because she's basically Minji and she like passed and got so many patches at the end that like she did so well, she was able to keep all the stuff that she picked in the beginning. And the worker, the employee said, you actually have more patches, you could actually grab more stuff if you want.
Dang.
She was like, she killed it. So she did that. She didn't grab more stuff. She's like she was nice enough. She's like, she basically just walked out and she's like, I'm just gonna take what I chose. And, yeah, at the end of it, she, like, even took, like, a selfie and, like, put herself up on the employee board. So if you work at that store, you can look at Minji. I would look at her every day if I, like, worked there before. Like, when I clocked in. Actually, you're right. Clocked in, and then for some like, mysterious reason, that picture might go missing the next shift. I don't know what would happen. I don't know what happened. Don't ask me. Hopefully there's no cameras. Yeah, so that happened. Also, talking about Minji one more time, because I can't get enough of it. She also had a crazy 4-hour live stream.
What the
like fuck? For the fans on their special app called Phoning. And yeah, she like did 4 hours of literally just engaging with fans, talking to them.
Damn.
And just like talking to them in like all the different languages, because she speaks a lot of good, like a good amount of English too. And it was just cool because she was just talking and really getting to know the fans, and it was super nice of her to even do something like that for
four hours. A long
I don't
time.
Think she was scheduled or asked to do it for 4 hours, but damn, that's, yeah, that is a long ass time to be going. So props to her. I mean, she's doing Minji things, and yeah, the She's standing atop the New Jeans bias mountain for me. And also that live stream gained like 1.7 million likes.
Damn.
That's pretty wild. Yeah, that's it for New Jeans. Let's move on to a little bit of IVE. Because Wani, Princess Wan Young herself, kind of went viral recently because she made comments. I forgot if it was like on their like app where they chat with, I think, like fans and stuff too. It might be, it's not Bubble, but something similar. Something similar, probably. It could even be Bubble. I'm not too sure. But she actually left some like side remark comments about Sasangs or Saesangs. I don't even know.
Sasang.
Okay, so there you go. The crazy fans. She like just kind of threw shade at them. Basically, she was just telling them that, telling the fans that she was chatting with, like, "Oh, I really appreciate you guys. I'm thankful that you guys are really nice and understanding, and that if you want to show me your feelings and like want to be like want me to basically like notice you and be nice to you too." She basically told everyone, just come to me during one of our concerts. I'll greet you nicer than anyone else. Which she does. You got to remember. She like feeds.
Feeds Dive. She has a really, really good fan service.
Super good. Like we witnessed it firsthand. And it makes sense. But she's hinting to only just see her like in the appropriate places, basically. Like she literally said.
Not to stalk her.
Quote unquote, come to where I am to meet me. Like come to when I'm scheduled to be in the public view. Which, I mean, like, the crazy part is that people took it the wrong way, which says more about those people, to be honest, and, like, like privacy and, like, personal space. But, I mean, I think it's good that she's saying this stuff. Like, it needs to be, like, it needs to get out there more.
Yeah.
Like, it needs to be talked about, and it needs to be, like, at this part where it's we get to see them when we are allowed to see them, right? You don't want to invade
on their private
time and all that stuff. It really sucks enough, like, the type of life these idols live, they barely get their own private time. So, yeah, let's not be Saesang, Saesangs. Saesang, sausages.
Saesangs.
Yes.
Sausages.
I have a funny-ass note here about Hyolyn. Hyolyn has been busy promoting because of her comeback weight, which we talked about last week, which is very provocative, to say the least.
Very Hyolyn.
So she's been in a lot of interviews and like shows recently. One of them was Weekly Idol. The funny and cool part that she revealed, because she doesn't give a fuck.
Of course not.
IDGAF for real.
She's kind of like Jessie.
Yeah, in a way.
Yeah.
Just not
as
unhinged.
Yeah.
Jessie's like you can't control her.
Right.
And she can't control herself. So they asked Hyolyn about like celebrity crushes. One of them was Dex from Singles Inferno too.
Yes, on the fridge.
Everyone in the fridge interview, like we talked about him because of Sana. He has a big crush on Sana, but then like a lot of people. I mean, Dex is actually pretty funny. Like that's why I was like, it's okay.
Personality
like, I accept him, even though you know he's with like too close to Sana. But no, but like he's really funny too. So like he's really funny and a. Like, even in Singles Inferno, he's like, obviously, to be on that show, you have to be hot.
Right, yeah.
That's like bod. That's the first check mark you have to get through to even be considered.
Yes.
So he looks good. He is actually good at talking because he has his own YouTube channel even before that. He was like military and stuff. Everyone likes him, and he has that fridge interview, which is, has a second season. So he's good with people, and he looks good. So he's a good one. He's cool.
Yes.
Check him off the list. So that's one of Hyolyn's celebrity crushes. The second one, Haley. Did you know this?
No,
didn't. Were you kind of surprised? Or like, what was your reaction to this?
I mean, surprised but not surprised. Because I feel like everyone loves Felix.
Yes.
Who doesn't love Felix?
That's right.
To be honest.
Stray Kids Felix. So
I mean, look at him. He's like a fucking angel. And his face looks like
a demon.
An angel. But then he sounds
the
like
the voice
a
of a demon.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also like
he's an earth angel.
We brought it up earlier too. Like he's like the face of like you could say the visual right for Stray Kids because globally he's the one that kind
everyone
of like hits most of the
everyone.
Exactly.
Yes.
So he is their worldwide handsome, right?
Yeah.
Jin would be proud of Felix. Let's see. I think it's your turn. It's Big Bang time because it's their 18-year anniversary.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
18.
That just shows how long I've been a legal teenager. That's how long I've been into K-pop.
Actually, legal teenager in the U.S. I know it's different for like around the world, but yeah, that's freaking crazy.
This is nuts. Okay, so on August 19th, they did celebrate their 18-year anniversary. The members G-Dragon, Daesung, and Taeyong did post on their stories, just like, you know, saying happy 18-year anniversary, thanks to the fans, VIPs, and stuff like that. But one of them,
big buts.
But one of the other members who is no longer even like considering himself part of Big Bang, and it's been like that for a bit. I don't know what happened. We don't know what happened because like all of a sudden Top just decided that he doesn't want anything to do with Big Bang at all. Like nothing. Like just freaking crossed them out. That didn't
they
even
don't
happen.
Exist. It never happened. But it's like I want like so do you think he doesn't have a good relationship with any of the members?
Or is it like in the back? Or like, he's just trying to like forget about that time that he was with Big Bang. Who knows why? But then basically what happened, so the fans, VIP, you know, they're excited to be celebrating 18-year anniversary of Big Bang. I know they're not fucking active and shit like that. But then, like, you know, members like Taeyong, Daesung, they had their own, like, solo comebacks and stuff like that. And G-Dragon is still active on Instagram, not making music, but, you know, he's there.
Just posting cats, right?
Posting cats and himself, blurry selfies. But, so fans were tagging them. And then, of course, Top was tagged in it, too, because, like, he's part of Big Bang, but he blocked all those fans that were tagging him in Big Bang anniversary posts.
That sucks.
Isn't that sad? Because the fans would take a screenshot and it would show that they were blocked from Top's page.
That's kind of petty, to
be
honest.
Isn't it petty?
Can you imagine, like, he's on his phone and actually single-handedly blocking him themselves?
And then also what happened is because Top's management team even adjusted TOP's profile, like on whatever social media, or like when people like look up K-pop and Big Bang and Top and stuff like that. So they basically took Big Bang off his profile and said that his debut was not with Big Bang, but it was when he released his single Turn It Up on June 21st, 2010. So his anniversary is June 21st, 2010. He has nothing to do with Big Bang anniversary. Whoa. They took it off completely. Like, Big Bang is not even on his profile. Like, you know, like if you have a resume and stuff like that, he took it off, basically.
It never happened.
Like, it never happened.
I wonder what happened. Like, how did it get bad? Like, what?
I don't know.
What happened?
Because, like, we did kind of realize this before, and I know that
we talked about it.
Like, he was, like, crossing
ago.
Out Big Bang's name and stuff in articles and stuff that he was, like, tagged in with Big Bang. But I don't know
I wish we had an explanation. Like, I just want to know what happened.
Like, did he have a falling out with the members? Because you have to remember when they attended, I think it was Seven's wedding. And this is one of Top's, like, close friends. The one that named
Gave him
Top.
The name Top. Yeah, T-O-P.
He didn't even attend his wedding because the other members were there.
That's really
so
that's
I have
not
no
good.
Idea what happened, but, like,
Something bad happened. Really, really, really bad.
But then, of course, like, all the fans went on to, like, social media and were, like, posting. And I kind of honestly agree with what the netizens were saying this time. Because usually I'm like, eh, like, they're acting
K-Nets.
Too, like, you know, too sensitive and shit like that.
K-Nets get it right 10% of the time.
Yeah, but then they were like, why is he acting like a stubborn kid? Does he have some kind of inferiority complex against the other members of Big Bang? And he's like, thanks for reminding me, Big Bang fans, that Big Bang is three, my dude. And then they also said stuff like, does this guy honestly think he's anything without Big Bang? And that one was like, yeah, because honestly, without Big Bang, do you think Top would be popular?
Hell no.
Not like how he is now, because, like, yeah, he was into acting and shit like that before,
yeah.
But then the thing is, like, his name was put out there because Big Bang was so successful for their time.
And he was in it. Like, he was in Big Bang.
And then And then I don't know. And they're like, he seems pretty serious about his hatred towards the fans. And they're like, I can't believe I wasted 10 years. This is another fan. They were like, I can't believe I wasted 10 years of my life being a fan of this nobody. So like, people are really bitter about how he's acting. And then they're all like, beats me why he wants to completely erase the golden years of his life like that. Which is true, because Big Bang did make him who he is today.
I wonder why. Yeah. Like, he should be obviously like
thankful because I don't think the members did anything
all the,
to him.
All the money he has right now and all the success is like built off Big Bang, to be honest.
And then so basically, like, a lot of the VIPs are basically saying now that Big Bang is only three members. Like, it's gonna be just three members now because Top has just removed himself from it. And I mean, that sucks because, like, I didn't know that it was going to be like that. Like, yeah, I get what with Seungri, what happened. Yeah, they can disown him and everything like that. But then I thought with Top, they still had a good relationship, especially like him and G-Dragon.
They even filmed, remember, like, that weird comeback where, like, to the moon thing and everything? Like, what the
heck
happened?
Yeah, so they did that. Still life. He was there. And then after that, I don't know.
What the hell happened?
Because, like,
maybe they're like, oh, we're going to tour. He's like, I don't want to tour. Or something like that. I don't want to dance.
I don't know. I just think he's over it, to be honest. Like, all the drama and all that bad blood that happened with them. I mean, yeah, okay, you can be over it, but then why be mad at your fans and the members?
That's the problem, though. Taking it out on the fans is not a good thing.
Or if he wants to do that, how about come out and say, like, you know what? Look, I don't want to be associated with Big Bang anymore. Like, no hate or anything to the members or the fans, but just don't associate. But he never said anything about that.
But that would be the mature thing to do.
But he's not
obviously
being mature.
Choosing the immature route if
so
he's
stupid.
Blocking fans.
The thing is that he's going to be in Squid Games 2 as well.
Oh,
remember?
Shit, I forgot.
And that's
out
soon, too.
Oh, boy, that's not going to bode well. Maybe Squid Games, it's bad because, like, if it's looking like this and fans don't want him or want to support it, they could easily cut people out of the production.
Right. Because some fans even just said, they're like, I can't wait for the whole world to see how bad this guy is at acting when Squid Games 2 comes out. So they're just like taking him down because, like, what he's doing, honestly, I'm not for it. Like, why are you doing that to your fans and your members, basically? So yeah, sorry, that's like all bad news. But then I just saw that article and I was like, what the fuck, Top? Like, what the hell are you doing? I don't know. Maybe he's just holding grudges.
Let's cheer you up, Haley.
Yes.
You want to talk some Boy Next Door?
I do, but I don't because I miss them a lot. I really wish
they would
come back.
At least you missed them. I miss Minji.
You saw her.
Very briefly. Oh, yeah.
And
she played games with me.
You.
It was a secret game between just us. It was
you
pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me and our other K-pop friend, Kevin, we had a fun little game with Minji where she was telling us to move our light sticks along with her when we saw her at the Billboard Women in Music Awards. So
yeah,
that's also where, like, that's actually, I told Haley, that's where
solidified it.
It kind of, like, it just jumped.
Right.
Like, her stocks, like, jumped to the moon, like, and it
never came back down.
It was like going straight out of the atmosphere.
It's like those kind of moments, it just, like, solidifies it for you.
It does, because it kind of shows, like, you know,
they appreciate
the fans. They think, like, you know, they're willing to give you actual attention.
Yeah.
Like, one-on-one attention.
Because, like, you're putting the effort in, so they give something back. Which is what Sungho did to me at freaking KCON.
Right?
And,
so,
like,
you get it.
That made me so happy because, like, honestly, like, going into those kind of things where you're going to meet your idol for the first time and, like, possibly have, like, a small interaction with them, you get kind of scared because you're like, what happens if they're not what I expected?
Yeah, exactly.
Or like, if they're not going to even give me any attention or
even
notice me.
That is
like,
the
you
worst.
Would be freaking
that
crushed, right? And I was so worried, honestly, going into that meet and greet where I got to meet Boy Next Door. And because I dressed up like Sungho from their music video where he's wearing like the blue hoodie and then the white fluffy hat. And I was like, okay, it's so obvious that I'm him. Like, if he doesn't show me anything, like, any kind of, like, appreciation or, like, notice my outfit, that would fucking suck. And I wouldn't be able to bias him anymore. But he did, and like I'm so glad that he pulled through, and he was really, really happy and appreciative. Like,
yeah, he was pointing at the hat.
And and he looked so happy.
He looked so shook.
He seemed really appreciative of it.
Since we're candidly talking about this topic, mm-hmm. for like longtime listeners, you guys know the stories. Uh-huh. For newer listeners that, you know, I don't expect you to go back
right.
and listen to like our podcast episodes like 2 years ago or something.
Yeah.
But this is the prime example because like that's the what I just talked about with Minji. Mm-hmm. That's what happened with Sana.
Yeah.
So Sana, like when I saw her in the airport for the first time and like as we did, I went to one of the airport meetings like this is before they did like this is right after COVID. So.
Right.
It's like, and it's before they got super, super, because I felt like they hit a different level
yeah.
the second time I saw them mm-hmm. at the airport. So it was kind of more casual, even though there was a lot of like once at the airport. Sana was there, and then like I was just waving to all of them. All of them are just, like half of them were like casually just mm-hmm. waving like to everybody. Mm-hmm. Mina's really good. Actually, Mina's one of the few members that will actually take your like gifts and right. like letters, so yeah. keep that in mind if you want to give them anything.
Yeah, she'll take them.
She's really good with that. Mina's really nice with that, so I appreciate Mina for that. But Sana was like not really on my radar.
Nope.
And then she started. I knew she was pretty, obviously, but like I was like waving, saying hi to everyone, and then she like let go of her luggage.
Right.
I could remember it vividly.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I have a recording because I was recording it. I remember her vividly. Like letting go of her luggage just to wave hi. Just
yeah.
that small gesture
yeah.
of going out of the way, like for a fan.
She didn't have to do that. She could just ignore him.
Momo ignored me.
Exactly. That's why.
Like, okay, there's other episodes we've talked about Momo, and like Momo did not appreciate like the sign. Like, she doesn't take jokes. So if you're Momo bias, do not like do meme faces of her.
You have to make her the most beautiful princess in the whole world.
You have to like, yeah, you have to like,
you have to suck
get
up
on your,
to her.
You gotta get on your knees and but Sana like, so Momo had like signs and it was like meme signs and she hated it. She ignored,
right.
she literally ignored our section.
I feel like that's
whole,
on him because like, if he knew more about her personality,
I wanted to see like, is that, it was a true, guess what? It's fucking true. Okay.
Right.
So I learned it.
Yeah.
I did a meme thing for Sana too. Like hers was the Mario thing.
Yeah.
And like during, cause we can't record during sound check, which is so stupid
right.
that they still like implement that for JYP groups.
Mm-hmm.
But Sana like did the Mario, like the Mario nose thing. She smiled, laughed, and she did it towards me. Like, what, like someone
you
that
know,
could
take like,
someone that could have fun and enjoy themselves and like, you know, take the joke and understand it's just a joke and not take things personally.
Mm.
That goes a long way for me. Plus, not to mention, Sana gave me a lot of attention. She bowed to me.
Yeah.
Like, apparently, she bowed another time when we saw them this year, right?
Yes, yes.
I didn't even notice that because I was too busy bowing and
right.
we couldn't record it because it was also during
sound check
for the Las Vegas show here.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But
so
it's not just Sana. I feel like other people that can take jokes is like Jiho.
Oh, Jiho.
She had the freaking meme thing for her.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
then
I had
also
her, like, I had her horrible meme face.
Dubu.
And Jiho like grabbed it. If you've probably seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dubu's really good. Like
Chewie
everyone.
As well.
Chewie, dude, she was laughing at some of the signs
yeah.
that we had too.
But then it's just like, you know, those kind of interactions and you're like, damn.
So,
but then like some people get it too at the same time because Mina doesn't give a lot of attention, but they accept that. They're like, oh
they,
yeah, that's how she is. And it's kind of like Lino stands
like,
as well because
then,
Lino like gives a different kind of attention and they're like, if he
like
kind of ignores them
you.
And stuff, they
but
want that.
The thing is Mina doesn't ignore you though.
No.
She's like still nice, but she just does like a general
yeah,
hello.
Wave.
Sometimes if you're super lucky, she'll give individual
yeah,
attention.
Yeah, she will.
The other like side of this coin goes towards not just like Momo, but like when you it's kind of to what Haley was talking about with Sungho. Like you're just worried to see like or
yeah.
you want to see what
I get so nervous. Like I was sweating because
when it's
of that.
The first time you see them too, especially
I was like, please
so,
don't disappoint me.
I was disappointed.
Please don't disappoint
when
me.
I met Yujin.
Oh yeah,
from IVE at KCON.
Yeah,
I was the only one in the crowd. Like I was on the floor. Like I could see them because I'm like at the area where they're waiting to come out.
Mm-hmm.
I was in their like their debut jacket. Like I'm obviously like a dive. I'm
yeah.
wearing the red letter I jacket that
yeah.
Haley custom made for a few of us.
Yeah.
And like she was in the in that little hallway,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, I know she saw me. She saw me, didn't acknowledge me, and
just
like
snubbed him.
Yeah, snubbed me and like looked away. I'm like, what the f?
But guess
dude,
who waved?
Yeah, you know what? That's the day I also mm-hmm. like Yujin fell down for me. Yeah. Even though I know a lot of people simp for her
she
and
fell
like her.
All the she way fell down off. To the bottom. She's gone.
Gone through the core of the earth. But Won Young, I didn't really like. I know she's gorgeous. She's like beautiful, right? Like the goddess kind of thing. But she's like such a nice goddess because she literally, instead of like Yujin, as soon as like Yujin ignored me and I was waving to that area,
Won Young
waved at me. She was super nice and smiled and was like seemed like she's happy. Even if she's faking, at least she gave me attention. I don't care.
Yeah, and I didn't even know any of this was happening because I was like at the front.
I was by myself. I went rogue and I left our whole party.
And then he told me after, and I was like. And he's like, Won Young's my bias now from Ivan. I was like, what happened? Like, what the hell happened?
I even had Yujin's shirt.
Yeah.
I had a shirt for her.
And then because, like, I had even recorded, like, your meet and greet and stuff. And, like, I was making sure that I was recording a lot of Yujin because that was his bias.
A waste of your internal memory.
I deleted all those videos.
No, yeah. So, I mean, it makes, like, meeting your idols and then finding out their personality. That's why it makes such a difference to me, like. I mean, I get it. Some people probably aren't, you know, like, you know, we're super fortunate and lucky to be able to actually meet idols, right? Like, even if it's just at concerts or whatnot.
Yeah.
For, like, meet and greets or whatever. Some people just only see them only from their screen.
Right.
Like, and never really, and maybe just see them only from super far away if they go to the concerts. Like,
yeah.
Because when you're in the barricade and you're on the floor, it's a different world.
Yeah, you're in your bubble with them,
It's a
basically.
Little bubble, like the barricade on the floor right next to, like, the idols. It's its own world. Like, mm-hmm. nothing else is happening. Like, and then, so if you're far away, like, you won't understand and, like, see or feel, like, this world of, like, attention. It's like attention giving back and forth. But when you're just watching from, like, you're just enjoying the, because we sit far away for some of groups like TXT, Monsta X, and it's like, we're just enjoying it, the show as a show.
Right.
Like, we don't care about, like, the getting interactions and stuff.
Yeah.
So once you get the interaction parts and once you get to know, like, idols, it's a lot different, like, when you meet them. So, that's my brief story if you never knew about, like, what some of our, like, interactions.
Right, yeah. And that's why, like, I was super happy with Boy Next Door and meeting them. Because, like, all of the members, obviously, they completed my heart. But then, like, Songho went above and beyond and did something else. Because, like, he was giving me a heart at first. But then, like, when he saw my outfit, he was just like, like, and then he was, like, saying, like, good job and everything like that to me. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, when they
thank God.
And if, like, Minji, when I got her attention, she was so far away. We were, like, looked like ants to her.
Yeah, but
like,
she could
really
just
far.
Probably just see the light stick.
Because I literally told Kevin, let's turn our light sticks blue, which is Minji's color. And because she's kind of facing us, like, in the direction of the seating, the tables. I was like, let's just keep waving. And then that's when it caught her attention. And then she kind of, like, was playfully playing with us, like, having her,
waving.
Like, do Simon Says.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, she was doing it where the staff behind her couldn't see. So she
it
was just us playing with
trouble.
Her so she won't get in trouble. Because, like, I said, she's like a troublemaker, but, like, in a good way. Like, she doesn't do anything crazy, but she, at the same time, like, it's kind of, like, fun, playful trouble in a way. But yeah, that's those are a brief introduction to our K-pop experiences.
Anyway, I was talking about Boy Next Door. So Boy Next Door, they had their Summer Sonic in Tokyo, and I'm so fucking jealous because the lineup was crazy.
That lineup every year blows my mind.
Right.
Oh, it's not fair.
And then they're also doing Summer Sonic in, I forgot what, fucking, there's another one. I think it's Singapore, maybe. That's coming up next week. But they also did Odaiba Adventure King. But it was kind of like water bomb, but not. But they were given like water guns.
Interesting.
And they were spraying water and stuff into the audience. And I'm just like, can you guys just come to Water Bomb LA, please? Because
they
I miss you guys so much. But I don't know if they will.
Man,
probably
that reminds
not.
Me. It's like, when are we getting the second batch? It's like coming up soon, right?
Right. Oh, we didn't even talk about it. Like, ATEEZ is coming to Water
Bomb
LA.
Oh, yeah. Water Bomb LA first
and
batch.
And then BB.
Of...
And then a bunch of other people I don't even know.
Yeah, to be honest. And be fair. Yeah, that's
it's
pretty
like,
much it.
It's like, it's not. A, I mean, ATEEZ is an awesome choice.
Like,
of course.
Probably
because
rejoicing.
Because
they are the great. One of the greatest
They're
choices
fucking amazing
for guy
at water
groups
bomb.
For water bomb.
Holy shit, they'll take everything off and be wet.
So yeah, that'd be fun.
18E will be fed really well.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's just
cool.
Like, but then for me, it's like, I need more. Like, I'm not going to go just for that.
I feel like we should, though. That'd be fun.
Really?
To experience. Yeah,
no, we'll
just like
see.
One day, because water bomb is 2 days.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. I need that second lineup. Boy Next Door. please.
I hope Nyan or something.
Someone.
Obviously, Kiss of Life won't make it, but...
No. And then, because, like, a lot of the groups that I would want to go, they're not even going to be here. Espa, they're touring.
Espa, Stacey. Yeah, that's right. We have to, like, double-check the
ZB1
calendar.
ZB1 is touring. Stray Kids is touring.
Kiss of Life is with, like, K-Con or something, or, like, or touring or whatever. I don't know.
In Germany.
So, like, it's just, so you have to double-check the schedules.
So, I'm like,
just hoping. There's nothing for Twice, so come on, Nyan. Mm-hmm. Please, please.
But anyway, so, Songho cut his long hair. I just have to...
Another one is Lisa. Lisa, you, like, have a house here.
Oh, I mean, she lives here.
You are promoting and doing all this stuff.
That would be crazy if she fucking
If
went,
she's
though.
On the second lineup, whoo, we're going instant.
Wait, is each lineup line. Every... It's like a different one each day, basically?
No, like, there's a whole batch, like, one day and another second part batch, from what I remember.
Anyway, Songho cut his hair. He had really long hair, and I wanted him to grow it out, kind of like Felix's, but he cut it, and he, like, debuted it at the, I think it was the Summer Sonic in Tokyo. They also released their track list for their third EP, which is coming out soon on September 9th. It's called 19.99. And it's basically, like, coming of age to 20. That's what they explained it
as. I'm sure we'll cover them more, too, once the comeback stuff gets closer to that range in the dates.
Mm-hmm. But they have 6 new songs. It's Dangerous, Gonna Be a Rock, Skit, Nice Guy, which is the title track, 20, and Call Me. And then they're also going to have an English version of Nice Guy. Their pre-release track comes out on September 2nd. Yep. I'm excited.
And we'll get all that stuff done, Haley, and we'll be on all the comeback news soon enough.
I know. I'm going to go over it again. BTS. Oh, water break.
Oh, okay. Haley's getting too ahead of herself because this is your bathroom water break time. This is where you can take a breather and don't forget to like, hit that notification bell, follow, subscribe, do whatever you can to help support this podcast because if you didn't even realize or notice by now, like, we do this all on our own. We're not through any other producer or anything. This is a self-produced program, and Haley and I are just, like, nurses that are K-pop simps, basically. Mm-hmm. And
we started this, like, during the pandemic.
It was, like, a little hobby, and it was, like, a fun hobby for us, and it still is. That's why we're still doing it, because we're doing it for us and for you guys that are also enjoying K-pop talk and on all this stuff with us. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, any type of support goes a long way. I mean, we even have, like, because we don't have Patreon or all that stuff, but we have, like, donations turned on. It's, like, on the Spotify.
Yeah, because actually
link.
Some of our fans, some of our listeners.
Maybe she's a fan.
Some of our listeners had, like, even said, like, why don't you guys open donations? And I was like, oh, well, we never thought about that.
So,
but,
it's there now. I mean... Yeah, so if you want to, I mean, go ahead. We appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Also, because we're getting some extra albums coming in soon because Haley and I do partake in some, I guess, what is
for,
the best way? Like, for
special
For POBs, we try to sign up and try to win fan calls. So we have.
Well, we don't buy crazy. We buy
we're
maybe
not
like
crazy.
One
we're,
set.
Yeah, it's like. But we're going to always lose every time. Yeah. I don't know why we even buy it, the amount we do. But we're going to have some giveaways soon enough, so get ready.
I mean, because I always tell him that, too. I'm like, why? And he's like, well, just buying one just gives you one entry. Who knows? Like,
you never know.
You never know. I mean, look what happened with him in New Jeans.
And then, the golden ticket from Willy Wonka.
So I'm like, okay, I guess. It's like...
You won't win if you don't try.
Exactly.
But I tried a couple times for NMIX and it's been zeros. I've been dropping the ball.
He doesn't even buy that much, but
it's fine.
What?
One of our friends won and he buys a ton.
He buys
I'm happy he's getting Haewon and hopefully Lily soon. So we're going to be doing some giveaways. We used to do giveaways, we did giveaways before. But I feel like we haven't done it in a while.
We need to. I'm probably going
to
have some extra Boy Next Door ones.
So, yeah, get ready. And we'll tell you how to win and, like, do all that stuff once the albums are actually physically here and we figure out what we want to do. Because I know we have more listeners. And if you haven't checked it out, we have posted our winners, our past winners, on our Instagram page. If you go to the Instagram page and then see, like, I don't even know what it says. It probably says past winners. Or winners. So... We asked them to take pictures. They took selfies. There was like a Twice giveaway, another NMIX one. Mm. A lot of fun
Stray
giveaways.
Kids.
And then
we did
Stray Kids because
Eagle.
Of like a Christmas giveaway kind of thing. So for those listening and always tuning in, it's coming up. So get ready. And and it's all on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So don't forget to hit us up there and follow us there because that's the best way to get a hold of us as well.
Yes.
So again, that's the Permission to Stand podcast. Haley.
Mm. Are you ready? You are going to talk to, because you watched this with me.
Yes.
Okay, thank God.
It's time.
Oh, firstly, BTS Jungkook, he's going to have a docufilm that's going to be in theaters. And it's called Jungkook, I Am Still. And it's coming...
Self-titled-ish.
Out, when like is it? Mid-September? Yeah, the last 2 weeks of September. I think September 18, 19, and then the two Friday, Saturday, Sunday of that following week.
That is mid-September, yes.
That's end of September.
No, isn't it 8? Because like isn't the one following that you still have up to the 30th, right?
Yeah, that's the end of September.
No, look, you said 13, 14, nope. And the 20?
No, 21? No. It's 18, 19, okay. 20, 21, 22, and then 27, 28, 29.
Okay. Yes. That is the end of September.
Yeah, so I'm so glad that they're offering a lot of dates, because a lot of these K-pop ones only offer one
date. One and done.
And yeah. I'm like, I'm fucking working that day. Or it's going to be like at 2 p.m. and I'm like, I can't go. Because
you're working.
Yeah, exactly. So. But then like if they had it like later on, like later show times. And this one seems to have a lot of theaters and a lot of show times. And I'm so happy.
Thank you.
Because I want to see this. And so like we're going to watch it. When we come back from Hawaii.
We'll figure it out. Yeah, probably right the day we land, we're going to see
Jungkook. I'm coming for you, Jungkook. Yes. Also, I think you put this here, right? Oh,
what?
JTBC officially apologizes for releasing wrong CCTV footage.
That CCTV footage
Yoongi
we saw.
That, on a person like, on a scooter? Wasn't
on
even
a scooter
him?
Getting like arrested and falling or
fucking
whatever.
What the fuck?
Was not even Yoongi. Like, so why the fuck? Like, it's crazy.
People
like,
suck.
Because, you know the shitty part? A lot of media, K-media, released that and like, you know, reposted and showed that without
verifying
anything.
That's why I'm
going to
go say, don't believe everything that you fucking said. I mean, we obviously freaking did because we... You know,
That's what happened.
We were like reporting what we saw.
But we follow we get most of our sources like from K Media, so it's like always take everything with a grain of salt sometimes. Yeah, but it's something to talk about because out of like some,
I was like that wasn't even Yoongi.
You know, there's always to an extent some truth, but obviously the CCTV footage was
wasn't even him.
So that shit was. But we know about the DUI. That shit is real.
That's real. Like, his alcohol and stuff was, like, through the roof, basically. So we did actually watch...
More Jungkook.
But then this episode had
a special guest.
Who invited himself.
Mr. Bean.
What? Tay. Freaking B. It's funny because he did actually invite himself, because he said that he saw on like, I think the scheduling for BTS.
Oh yeah, he talked about it.
He saw
it.
He was like, I saw on the calendar that there was Jeju on there.
And he's like, who's
and
going
who's
to
going
Jeju?
Jeju? And he's like, why is Jimin and Jungkook going? He's like, and then he just invited himself.
Like, I want to go.
And he
clear
did.
My schedule. And he was there.
Fucking yep. B. And then because I don't know, like if, because like obviously it was supposed to be like a Jungkook thing. So Jungkook was like, this, you're going to be the first and last guest on this show, basically. But I mean, the three of them, the three Mungnaes, they had a hell of a time together
on
Jeju.
Chaotically fun and crazy time,
yes,
to be honest.
They were having the time of their lives. Jimin was chasing V barefoot and telling him to eat his fucking psalm. And yes, he was swearing because they always... I feel like
Jimin
swears
cusses
a lot. That's why he's my bias.
He's like blurts. Like they're always... And then what if... Like they always censor it.
They do it with bird chirps.
With bird chirps.
But yeah, he was swearing a lot.
You
want to
explain what psalm is? Because you're like, he is chasing him with psalm. Like,
psalm
what
is basically,
a psalm?
Psalm? I think what it was, what they were eating was like, was it mackerel or something? So basically psalm is like when you wrap it up in a lettuce leaf and like you put all
like
the
ingredients
inside and then like wrap it into like a little parcel.
It's really popular.
And then like give
and then
it
you just
to...
feed it together. I mean, shoot, like K-barbecue. A lot of people do that too.
Yeah. But then, yeah, for some reason, V didn't want to. So Jimin was telling him that he needed to eat it. And he was chasing him down the street barefoot.
Lost his shoes. It was like slippers. Actually, they were
shoes.
But then he's one of those people that always
steps on the heel back part. To make it
so
look like
slippers. So it's crushed and it's like ruined and becomes slippers. And then Jungkook had the pleasure of picking them up on the street.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. They also, what else were they doing? So I mean, Jimin always seems to have, like, stomach bugs or, like, stomach issues because he wasn't even eating that much either because he said that his stomach was still upset. And this was, like, months later from the first episode where they were in New York where he had diarrhea and was, like, going to the toilet a lot. Also, he can fall asleep anywhere because I feel like he just was sleeping on the ground.
Or it might be narcoleptic. I don't know, one of those.
Aw, poor thing, maybe. Also, V-Min were singing Jungkook's song 7, but it was funny because in English, right?
Yeah, it's a fully English song. So it's
they don't know the lyrics.
It's relatable. Yeah. It's relatable.
Yeah.
That's the best way I could say
it.
That's
how we sound when we're trying to sing Korean.
Exactly.
But then they were trying to sing English.
You mean every most like 80-90% of K-pop songs that we listen to? Like, shit. That's basically
exactly
how we sound.
That's exactly what they sounded like.
It's funny because
they're trying to speak English, but it was just like, like they're just making
it sound. I was like, oh my God. So that's how we sound like when we're singing K-pop
exactly.
in Korean.
We try our hardest.
Boy, it's the thought that counts.
Jungkook loves his motorcycle. He was also riding it around Jeju. And then these are just like all brief notes that I made when we were watching it. Jungkook was taking good care of the stuff because they went to like an Airbnb where they were staying in Jeju. But they were like filming out in the sun outside. But then Jungkook made sure that the stuff had cold drinks and that they were okay. Like, he puts them first before himself.
Okay.
Uh-huh. What?
Makes me think of Minji.
Okay.
She, like, thinks of the staff, too, because, like, when they were barbecuing,
yeah,
she's like, let's feed the staff, too.
But see, then Jungkook's the youngest.
I know. He's the mangne. But honestly, if it was not that situation, I feel like Jungkook would be a good leader.
No, yeah.
I think he's leader
he's
material.
Very, very, very
I mean, then again,
kind.
You have mini Jungkook as the leader for Boy Next Door.
Oh, he's
but he's
unhinged
and
but he's very
crazy.
Like thoughtful too, though. Honestly, like when he's not fucking crazy, he's doing a good job.
And this is the fellow army that don't know what we're talking about. Actually, the leader of Boy Next Door looks like a young Jungkook.
And then because Joker was even he even said that because like. We're watching a lot more Jungkook now because, like, of this show. And then when I was showing him videos of Jaehyun, he's like, actually, like,
I
they
see it more.
Really look
especially
alike.
Especially if you think about, like, how, like, pre-debut Jungkook looked, like, at
he
this
looks
age
like
because he was young. It's, like,
yeah.
super similar. So, I mean, if you guys want to get your pre-orders in.
No! They're mine. Just kidding. But yeah, they're a good group, but don't stand them too hard. Just kidding. Also, I'm trying to gatekeep them, but obviously, like, that's my dilemma. Like, I want to gatekeep Boy Next Door so much for them to not get super popular yet, but then I know they deserve it because they're freaking talented and their songs are amazing and they're such good people too. Anyway, moving on. So, also, okay, so they went to this indoor rock climbing. Oh, wait, I totally skipped this part. There was, like, this part where they were playing with water guns at their Airbnb. Jimin was, like, ganged up with Jungkook and V. They were just...
They're spraying his nipples and his butt.
His butt. Jimin was fully clothed still. So V and Jungkook were in their swimmers already. And Jimin was still, like, in his regular clothes. And they were, like... drenching him like
soaking
him
they're just soaking him and just shooting
in
at him
his normal clothes
gun.
And like they like
put aiming at his butt and then aiming at his like nipples and it was exactly what guys do. It was pretty fun to see and it's cool to see like they were swimming a little bit too like Tae and Jungkook and it's like they don't cover them up in stupid
Thank
stickers
God.
Anymore.
It's like finally we're at that part in their career where they don't block him with BT21
stickers.
Blur
Jungkook's freaking arm because then it looks like a freaking tats. like when they used to do it looks like a like his arm was like freaking hentai or some shit.
Right, yeah. So they don't do any of that anymore. You can see them walking around half naked now without those BT21 stickers. Also, they went to an indoor rock climbing which also had go-karts. And
that was cool.
That was really cool because...
That was fun to see.
It's really entertaining watching them. There was this giant slide, basically, where but then you had to, like, hold kind of like a handlebar, and it raises you up, and then it just drops. You like free fall basically and slide down. It's really, really tall.
It's scary, actually.
It looks scary.
I'm sure if you see it in person, it's terrifying, because Twice did this on one of their under Squid Game timed it twice.
Yeah, it kind of looks similar to
it.
The
makes
one.
Sense why some of them were like didn't want to go on it either,
because
like,
basically you free fall.
Yeah, it is a free fall until like you slide and it's just like, oh my, it's terrifying.
Of course, Jungkook is good at everything. He's like amazing.
He's the golden Mongnae for
exactly.
This dude was killing it on like all the rock climbings, like everything. It was
so easy for him.
It blew my mind.
Like everything is just easy for him.
It reinvigorates my like my spirit. It makes me want to work out.
Okay.
And then I didn't even do anything that day.
Yeah. So but then Tae, I feel like he was like nervous and scared, and then like he kept asking, and he didn't want to go on like the scary ones. But then Jungkook was like, just do it, you'll be fine. So but when they were lifting him up, I felt like V's face was so worried.
Dude, he didn't want to let go.
He didn't want to let go. He's like, I don't want to let go. But then of course, like your grip is going to, you get loose eventually because you're holding your whole body weight, and he just let go. He was fine after that. I think like after that, he was like, okay, I can handle it.
They're all just laughing the whole time.
Of course. And then also they did like races where they had to go up
mini go-karts and
rock climbing.
Oh, that
part.
Yes.
Where they had to like, this one was scary too. You basically had to jump onto like a punching bag. Is that what it was called? Jimin did it first, and it seemed so far. Like, I don't even know how you would jump and be able to, like, grab. It's kind of like Ninja Warrior, I guess. So Jimin did it first, and he accidentally, like, bit his lip. Like, because he hit the punching bag, like, with his face. And then, again, V didn't want to do it. So Jungkook, and V was up there for a while. And then Jungkook climbed one of the rock climbing things on the opposite side, and he's like cheering V on. He's like, you can do it, you can do it. It was so funny, actually.
It was funny and chaotic, like at the same time.
Honestly, that whole episode was we're really enjoying it and looking forward to like the next ones. Moving on to.
And they go karted. That's it.
Oh, yeah, they go karted.
And that's exactly what you expect of go karting.
Very competitive.
From them. And then,
of course,
Jimin and V were able to run on the course when freaking Jungkook's driving. I'm sure that's not allowed.
It's not allowed.
In any other go-kart places. But
they allow them because they rented it out, basically. Yeah. Also, we did watch some of Jin's shows. We watched his episode of Run Jin. And then also that one where he was like just a guest on, it's called Half Star Hotel in Lost Island, which I think he filmed like 2 days after he got discharged from the military. But basically they're on a Lost Island, and then they have to get their own food and cook it, but they're with the hosts and stuff like that. I'm just gonna briefly go over it because I'm getting tired.
Who was he with though?
He was with Sanjol from B1A4, which is like one of his really close friends, which I didn't even know because like I did listen to B1A4 a long time ago too.
What generation is that?
That's third gen.
Third gen also?
Yeah. So they're around the same age. But yeah. And then also Jin caught an octopus, but then he had to throw it back because it wasn't in season yet. So they're not allowed to take it.
He had to put smelly-ass fermented mackerel on his nose because it was his idea. It's like, loser from Rock, Paper, Scissors, the Kai Bai Bo, has to put it on their nose, and it smelled so bad.
Yeah, because they were using it as bait, but then it's fermented, and it's disgusting.
And of course, since it was his idea, of course he lost.
And he did it, but then his face was so funny because, like, the smell must have been so rancid. I would probably vomit because I hate fish.
100% you would.
Also, so Jin, on Run Jin, he visited his alma mater, Bosang.
Alma mater?
High school, which he graduated 14 years ago, which is
that's
insane.
And some of
his teachers are still there, like his homeroom teachers were there. But he also was just playing around with, I think there was 26 high school students, and he was playing games with them. He did like arm wrestling, quizzes.
It was more disappointing than I thought. I thought Jin would win so much more, but these guys, like, he actually lost a lot.
I don't know what Jin's doing, like, if he's actually, like,
trying
doing it on purpose.
I think some of them are, no, some of them, you could tell he's trying, like, on some of the, like, the obstacle course stuff and, like, the
physical
stuff.
That's true.
And a lot of the times, whenever the physical activity stuff was going on, like even in the beginning, he's like, if Jungkook was here, he would destroy all of you, basically.
Yeah, it's true. Because, obviously Jin was in the military and stuff, but then, I guess some of these high school kids, they're still, more physically fit than him. Because they're fucking young, too.
That makes a big difference.
So that's why he was saying, he's like, oh, it's my age. But obviously, it's so fun to watch Jin, because Jin is Jin. When he actually came into the school grounds and, the students saw him walking past, they're like, oh, my God, you're so handsome. He's like, yes, yes, I know. Of course.
Yes, I know. I know
I'm handsome.
I love this man. This guy is still the same,
so
to be honest.
He's so fucking funny. But then, they did a lot of different games. They did, a pop quiz where you had to guess different... they were doing songs, they play 10, a few seconds of the song, and you'd have to guess the song, and he couldn't even guess their own songs. It's these kids
of
knew the songs.
Of course he wouldn't, though. Oh, come on, Jin. Butter, come on. Shit.
Oh my God. It's I even guessed some of them, too, but then I feel like they cut out a lot of the beginning, because I heard the one for To Us. I knew that was plot twist right away, but then the other songs is they didn't even play it, so I was I can't even guess it because they cut it out in the beginning. They also did a relay race, where they had all these different obstacle courses. You guys should just check
just
it
watch
out.
It, yeah. Honestly, at this point, because Haley, you still have a shit ton of stray kids.
I don't actually.
Oh,
that's not a shit ton.
Well, you have. Some shit on stray kids, basically. Because we're getting further along now. Just saying.
Yeah. So stray kids. Felix was under fire actually for mentioning a Japanese anime challenge on Korea's Liberation Day. What the heck? I feel so bad
these
for Felix.
Stupid ass K-Nets, this is the 90% that we complain about. Because it's
this is gone and past. This was in the 40s.
This is this is history. It's different now. Stray Kids is huge even in, I know it's about Korea, but it's at the same time, it's, you have to put it all in perspective of the context.
Right.
He's not doing it to
on
offend
purpose.
You.
No, he probably didn't even know.
What the?
Like,
and
I
he's
wasn't
from
even
Australia.
Aware. Exactly.
He,
we
all
don't
his
know
history
is Australian. Because I don't know anything about American history. To ask me anything, I don't fucking know. I don't even know the 50 states. I don't know the presidents. Because, I was brought up on Australian history, which I'm pretty sure was the same with Felix. But basically, on his bubble, he did mention, a Japanese anime challenge. But then because it fell on August 15th, which is a public holiday that commemorates the liberation of Korea from Japan rule in 1945, he basically had to put out an apology letter for doing that and mentioning a Japanese anime challenge.
Of course, he's
on
just
his
being
bubble.
Professional, but of I'm course. Sure in the back of his head, he's rolling his eyes all the way to the back.
Right.
He could see his.
I mean, I feel like
he
this
could see
happens
his skull
a lot
and everything. Ugh,
for
so
idols
dumb.
Too, and they just have to do it just to save face in the public eye, basically.
Yep, of course.
Also, I just put this here. IN said that his current hairstyle, which is it's black, but then it has a splotch of blonde on his, on one of the sides.
Oh, it's blonde. Interesting.
Yeah. So he said that it was inspired by Cruella De Vil, who has the half black, half blonde.
Wait, it's not even blonde though.
No,
isn't her hair
it's white?
Yeah.
Well, sorry. His is all white, a platinum blonde, basically.
Oh, okay.
So
you gotta understand, I'm a guy.
Yeah, okay.
when you say blonde, I just think yellow hair.
No.
I don't think
so
platinum
blonde.
Haley.
So, but it's just basically white, silver. But then, basically, Hongjun from ATEEZ, he did have the actual Cruella hair, where it was straight up half black,
that
half...
That was sick when he had that.
And it was amazing.
He looked so cool. That was main character vibes.
Exactly. And it's the same as that character from Windbreaker, too. But Ian said that it was inspired by Cruella. But when I look at Ian's hair, because it's not exactly half split, half white, half black, he only has that one streak in the front where it's white. It looks like Death the Kid from Soul Eater. I don't know if you've seen it. Did
I
you
saw
see
it.
It?
Yeah, I saw it.
I mean, I feel like that's
yeah,
what
it
reminds
like it.
Me of instead of Cruella.
For anyone that's curious, I need to explain Haley's Death the Kid reference. Soul Eater is a manga, an anime series.
Yes. Anyways,
since you don't give the context,
it's fine. That's what you are here for, right? So you can talk as well.
Yes, I have to edit after this, Haley.
Okay, one last thing.
This episode is supposed to come out in like an hour.
You're wasting time. So they're starting their Dominate tour in Seoul. Actually, on August 24th and 25th, they'll be at KSPO Dome. And then on August 31st and September 1st. That's it. And you can watch it on Beyond Live.
Ooh, of course. Beyond Live is your source of watching
for
a lot of
international
really,
fans.
Really fun, cool, like, lives, concerts and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yes,
you have
for
to buy
international
the tickets.
Fans. Mm-hmm. It's like, yeah, it's like all e-tickets and stuff. It's really cool, though. Like, yeah. They had a lot of, like, stuff for, like, SM artists. And just check it out. A lot of stuff is there for replay. You just have to purchase it.
Yes.
And, yeah, so that's pretty much it for this week. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, subscribe. If you made it this far, because if you did, I think you should. I think you should, like, I think you should subscribe.
Please.
Hit that notification bell. I think you should follow. And I think you should also hit us up on the Permission to Stand podcast, where Haley and I, on the Instagram for
yes.
the Permission mm-hmm. to Stand podcast, where Haley and I do chat and post stuff. Yeah.
Yes. That's it. We're done.
Mic drop. So thank you for joining us again, as always. Till the next episode, please take care. Stay safe. And as always, peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps Scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.